Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome in. Also, Five Star Zone is up. The full conversation with Rico, Tony Garcia, Michigan preview quarterback situation. We talked about it to open the show. But I want to bring up something different because Jeremy Otto is now 2-for-2 upsetting me. There won't be a third time. Kenny will be doing updates the rest of today. Listen. What he just said, you have to allow me a moment. This is the boomer bistro, okay? So I need all of my people over the age of 40 to rally up with me here. Don't be afraid. Don't let Rico bully you. Don't let these people who make fun of you for not loving everything about college football right now. Oklahoma State wearing a QR code on their helmet that sends you to a link to fund their NIL?
Mm-hmm.
On the heels yesterday of Mike Gundy publicly saying, tell your agents to please stop calling and asking for more money. The portal reopens in December. Can we just play football? Think about that statement. Now, I'm going to ask a question, and you're not required to have any reaction to this. I know Rico won't, other than to mock me or perhaps burp in my face. It is simple. When I give you headlines like this, QR codes on the helmet, and a coach openly saying, I'm spending more time, my phone will not stop ringing with agents asking for more money in the height of training camp with the portal closed. Not that Bobby broke up with his girlfriend or Johnny's struggling at math class or some other guy just misses home. No. No, we don't even have time to play the parental role anymore as coaches. Now it is scumbag agent wanting to renegotiate something we just took care of before we ever play it down. I want to know what your reaction is to that as a college football fan. Now, you know mine. This is what is killing my ability to love this sport. Because what we've lost is any, even if it is on an illusion level, we have lost any semblance of things making sense. Young player who's never taken a snap or done anything meaningful on the field chooses to go to a school. You want to get paid? I have no problem. But this idea of give me more, or I don't like the way you talk to me today, or I should be starting. Wah, 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 wah. Now you got guys wanting to re-up before they line up. Guys, I need you to talk to either talk me off the ledge or push me over it. Either way, I find it hard for you to say you have no opinion. A QR code on a helmet, Rico? Are you know serious?
The QR code, Mike, could be brilliant. Here's why.
I knew it. I knew it, David. I knew it.
No. Here's why.
It was your idea.
No! Imagine, if you would, let's just say that the QR code existed and NIL existed in 2015. Do you realize how rich Jalen Watts Jackson would have gotten after the Michigan game? People, every State fan would have been donating to this kid saying, congratulations, way to go. You beat Michigan. Or imagine, as Kenny and I were saying, you're a better and you just won a ton of scratch because this guy helped you get the over. So you scan the QR code and say, you know what, son, you're going to get a little taste of this too. There you go.
I mean, you're just morally bereft. You are. You're what? A corrupt human being.
He's right, though. I could actually see a world where somebody wins a big pot, all this money, and they're like, I'll just sprinkle some at this kid.
Yeah, one of those metric bets. And
okay, just for a moment, you two can take it to six, but I'm just going to sit on this side of the street.
Wait, we're acting like the NCAA and college football has morality?
No, I didn't say that. There's a limit to everything. The fact that Mike Gundy had to say that yesterday is disgusting. The fact that he says it while his school is putting a QR code on their effing helmet is disgusting. Here, I'll tell you what. Michigan and Michigan State fans, how would you feel if there was a QR code? That's beyond the pale.
And Mike, I'm saying if the QR code existed, Jalen would have been a rich man after that game.
That isn't even a part of the topic.
No, how is it not? Because people would have scanned the code and gave him money.
But it's today. That's 10 years ago. By the way, 10 years ago.
Okay, so what I'm saying then, if this year some Alante Brown scores the game-winning touchdown and MSU goes into the big house and beats Michigan, and they had that, Spartan fans would scan his helmet on TV, and they would donate a ton of money to that young man.
We're arguing two separate things.
So now the players are strippers.
Right, exactly.
Do something for me, and I will pay for you.
Sting will play us out in the boom room.
That's what the QR code is. You're a stripper for me. Dance for me,
David,
and I'll pay you.
Why do you think that they're putting the QR codes on the back of the helmet?
Like, it's stupid.
You're saying we're arguing two different things. Maybe I missed a point here. If you put the QR code on the helmet that links to the NIL, then yes.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's in concert with knowing that if I'm an Oklahoma State fan and my coach is out here going, we're in training camp, I don't have time for this. Agents calling a coach to re-up before they line up? No!
Oh, I'm not saying that's right. No, I mean, Mike, that ranks right up there with, I just transferred to this school in order to transfer out four weeks later.
Yeah, Caden Proctor, the kid who he was at Alabama, goes to Iowa, goes back to Bama. I just want to know what your reaction is when you guys hear headlines like this. If your reaction is to agree with Rico, I'm not mad. I'm saying,
and before you paint me in another corner you love doing. No, the whole leaving and asking for more. Look, once you strike up your deal, I'm old school, son. Honor your deal. Okay, you don't get to go back because you had a good game. Because if you have a bad game, I can't come and ask you for money back.
That's right.
So,
once you sign on that dotted line, I don't want to hear from you until next time this year.
That's what Mike Gundy's dealing with.
And I'm 100% with Mike Gundy at that. No, we are not doing this, period, end of discussion.
How am I supposed to like my players? That's really the question. How the hell am I supposed to like this?
If they win for you, you don't care.
Oh, no. Disagree. Because if they win, now they're going to want to redo their deal or they're going to bolt.
Okay. And what you'll say is, I got my title. It would be nice if we could run it back. But if you want to leave, I got the hat. No, I got the t-shirt.
No, hold on. I got to do a cat. Got to do it. You're doing a binary thing. It's all or nothing. No, forget about the title. Let's say State had a really successful season and went 8-4. I mean, I'd sign a dotted line right now if they could win 8 games. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden now, Aiden Childs didn't win no title. In fact, they probably didn't even beat anyone good. And now, boom, $4 million, he's going to Miami. How am I supposed to invest in these people?
You can't.
But that kills my ability to love it. And I want to know what people's reaction is. I know you're an iron will.
No. It's not, Mike, but you keep saying it affects your ability to love it, but you won't get this angry if you didn't love it. You still love it. Whether you want to admit it or not, you still love it.
Do I go to the games?
Mike.
Do I wear the gear?
Mike, if it didn't matter to you, this wouldn't be on the show sheet. But there's passion there.
Yes, because I miss it.
Buddy, you miss it because you still love it. It's there.
Okay, fine.
Here's the thing.
It's okay, Ben.
And both of them together, that's what I'm upset with the QR code, because of what Gundy says. This QR code seems like a compromise. I'm tired of hearing from the agent, so let's compromise and give them another way to make money when we should be just worried about watching and playing football. That's all, as a fan, I want to do. I don't want to see this on my screen where you can do this. I don't want to have to see that. I want to just watch football. Now, think about NIL while I'm watching it.
And David, I don't even think Gundy had anything to do with the QR code. I think that was just going to happen. It's unfortunate that two things came out on the same day because it makes him look like a hypocrite. I don't think he had anything to do with this.
And that's the only way I can think of it as a compromise, because it does look like
because
that.
Because Gundy, to me, is one of those old school coaches, I just want to coach. It's why Chip Kelly just said, forget it. I don't want to do this anymore. Make me an offensive coordinator somewhere so I can be happy.
Nick Saban said I'd had enough.
So I don't think that I don't think he had anything to do with this. Now, is it innovative? I don't know. I just think it's another way the schools are just trying to pimp their fan base and getting more money to the players so they don't have to. So for the record, no, I'm not a big fan of players asking for more money. I think that you sign the deal.
So what is your reaction to any of it? I don't think there can be no reaction. I think your reaction is, I'm fine with this. The QR code is cool. Or you're like me where you're going, this is so stupid. Like the fact that Mike Gundy, who has won an average of 9 games a year, he has a good program at Okie State, has agents calling him in training camp to renegotiate when the portal's not even open. How am I supposed to care? Like there has to be a space if 90% of things is about money. There always has to be 10%. Life, business, relationships. Right. It can't be about money. It can't be.
Right.
This is 100% money. And that kills what people like me, boomers, love about the game. That on some level, we felt like these guys, a part of them, cared about the same stuff I did. That they're on the same campus I was at, that they went to the classroom I was in, that they were one of us, that they actually liked it there on some level while getting paid. No problem. Now I'm with David. This is nonsense. I'm even out of words, David. I'm out of words.
You need Jeremy in here?
Yeah, it's beefy.
Beefy, all right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.